This is All Things Are Possible, Part 17. Glory to God forevermore. Jesus said in Mark chapter 10, verse 27, "For with men it is impossible, but not with God. For with God all things are possible." And Jesus stated, "All things are possible to him that believes." Now that's found in Mark 10, 27 and Mark 9, 23. Jesus declared that we must not doubt in the heart or in the spirit in order to believe and get results. And we've been focusing on the meaning of this word doubt in our studies because Jesus made it a central issue for us not to doubt in our heart and to believe. Now, it's impossible to please God without faith, Hebrews 11, 6 says. So, if you want to be pleasing to God, then you're going to have to find out how to function in faith. And part of it is not to doubt in the heart, but to believe. Amen. And we saw that doubt meant wavering and hesitation and indecision and being irresolute and having unresolved questions of doubt concerning the promises of God and the provisions of the covenant and strife and unforgiveness. Those are all things that have to leave the heart if we're not to doubt in the heart. And this next really big heart issue that has to be corrected in order for faith to produce, you have to get the pride out. And we use that scripture because, you know, Paul quotes this scripture a couple of times that I'm going to mention now, as the just shall live by faith. You'll see it in the book of Romans and I believe a couple of times in the book of Romans and also in the book of Galatians or one other book. And but the whole verse in Habakkuk 2:4 says, "Behold, the soul of him that is lifted up," or literally of pride, "and is not upright, but the just shall live by faith." So we said that pride is in complete opposition to being just or living righteous or even living by faith. And the very next verse there in Habakkuk 2:5 speaks of pride and arrogance. Like I said, faith cannot function in the environment of pride. Now quickly, I want to review what we said about pride. Because we said, and I'm just going to give you the scriptures, give you the comments and the scriptures, that God resists or opposes the pride, the proud, the haughty or the arrogant. That's what pride means. And you'll see that in James 4:6 and 1 Peter 5:5. And God resists the proud, just like we're told to resist the devil. And if you'll look there again in James chapter 4, verse 6 and 7, you'll see it. And the reason for that is because the devil is the original prideful one. He is pride and arrogance personified. Pride and haughtiness is what got Satan thrown out of heaven. Ezekiel 28:17 and Isaiah 14:12-14. His pride and haughtiness was to try and take the place of God. Well, that's not ever going to happen. Pride is the very nature of sin, death, and the devil. And all the works of hell are a defiance based on pride against the Creator, His rule, His kingdom, and the principles of His word. God hates pride and arrogance. And if we're to reverence or fear Him, then we have to hate it as well. Now, the scriptures that I gave you for that are Proverbs chapter 8. Verse 13 and Proverbs chapter 6, verse 16 and 17. God hates pride because it's the very nature of his enemy and it's the very nature of our enemy. Pride is evil. It's Satan personified. So, is it any wonder that the faith of God and pride will not function in the same heart at the same time? Let me refer to it again. Pride is everything that exalts itself above the knowledge or the revelation of God in His Word. 2 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 5. God and His Word are one. John chapter 1, verses 1-3. Anything that has come to any human being that is in violation of or contrary to God's word is a manifestation of Satan's pride. Sin and every work of hell are manifestations of the devil's pride and haughtiness. Every thought contrary to the covenant and the mighty provisions of the sacrifice of Jesus are pure haughtiness and arrogance. And thank God they need to be cast down and thrown out. Amen. Now let's go to Obadiah. You ever heard of that book? I'm giving you some of those minor prophets books like Habakkuk. And now we're looking at another one that's Obadiah, chapter 1, verse 3 and 4. Now these two verses, let's read them. Obadiah 1, 3 and 4. The pride of your heart has deceived you, dwelling in the clefts of the rocks. His dwelling is lofty, saying in your heart, who shall bring me down to the ground? Though you rise high like an eagle, and though you set your nest upon the stars, I will bring you down from there, says Jehovah. Now notice what it said, that very first line. The pride of your heart has deceived you. Pride deceives. Pride is deception. It's opposed to the truth of God and His Word and to the Lord Jesus, who is the truth. John chapter 8, verse 31 and 32. If you continue in my word, then are you my disciples indeed, and you will know the truth, and the truth will set you free. Jesus in his prayer in John chapter 17, verse 17 said, your word is truth. John chapter 14 says, Jesus about himself says, I am the truth. So he calls himself the truth. And then Ephesians 4, 21 says that the truth is in Jesus. Now do you see it? Pride is opposed to the truth of God and His Word and to the Lord Jesus, who is the truth. There is no truth in anything of pride, just like there is no truth in the devil. You remember Jesus said that? John chapter 8, verse 44. He said there is no truth in Him. Pride is deceived in the thinking that results may come another way, but they won't. It's all death and destruction. Listen to this verse in Proverbs chapter 16 and verse 18. Listen what it says. Pride goes before destruction, and a haughty spirit before a fall. You know, pride always leads to dishonor, Proverbs 11:2 says. Pride is self-seeking and tries to elevate itself, as it were, by its own bootstraps. You ever heard people that talk about that this person is a self-made millionaire? Or you'll find people that don't acknowledge God in their ways and they don't honor Him. Like, for example, with the first fruits of all their increase, that's pride. And you can read about that in Proverbs chapter 3, verses 5 through 10. That's in Proverbs 3, it talks about acknowledging Him in all our ways. Well, the self-made millionaire doesn't acknowledge God. He only acknowledges himself. He only honors himself. You know, instead of being a person that God has made rich, and honors God and acknowledges that God gave them their money. Glory to God. And acknowledges God and gives the first fruits of all their increase into the work of the Lord. Amen. Self-made, just get it straight, is pride-made. Unless one acknowledges God as the giver of every good gift and every perfect gift and the source of their life, then one is over into pride and haughtiness. You have to recognize him as the source of your strength, as the source of your ability, as the source of everything that you have. James chapter 1, verse 17 says he's the giver of every good gift and every perfect gift. Well, humility acknowledges that. Pride does not. Well, we'll come back tomorrow with some more teaching. Amen.